Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
President and CEO of the Peabody Energy Corporation, Glenn Kello, will leave his post by the end of August. The News Record reports a press release stated the company and Kello have entered into a leadership transition agreement. Kello will serve as a consultant to his successor for up to a year. The Wyoming State Speech and Debate Tournament saw the Thunder Basin High School team perform at the top of their game in many of the tournament's classes. Senior Anna Talbot placed first in 4A congressional debate, finishing second overall, and was given best chair at the tournament. An exhibition presenting 25 works of art by the 2019 winners of the UCross Fellowship for Native American Visual Artists continues at the UCross Art Gallery through this Friday. After that, the exhibition will travel to the Yellowstone Art Museum in Billings, Montana. The local GOP Central Committee will be moving in a new direction this year. According to the News Record, newly elected leaders promised to bring a change in philosophy while upholding party platforms. Local GOP's dedication to civic engagement is what will be needed for the party to remain strong, according to Heather Hare, the new chair of the Campbell County Party. The next phase of the Donkey Creek Connections Pathway Project will begin work soon. 80% of the cost of the project will be covered by a federal grant, and the remaining 20% will be financed with funds through the city's optional 1% sales tax fund. The town of Wright is holding a public workshop with open discussion about allowing chickens within the town limits. The meeting will take place tonight at 7. For more information, contact the town hall. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.